Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
Adam Schefter said something today that wasn't necessarily breaking news, but is making news.
Is it?
So let's hear him tell the story, and then I'll give you my confession. Tell the story about the strangest place that he broke a story.
Weirdest place you've broken a story is what?
I can remember being in Denver one time, and I was how do I say this? I had just spent time with this woman for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
And
all right, man.
Sure.
And got a text that Dale Carter was being suspended. I think it was for 8 games for substance abuse. And so as I continued to lay there, confirm it, and got the job done, Kevin. In every which way.
Oh, okay, boss.
Like, all right, man. Congratulations,
got the job done.
I don't like the way that he started chuckling just thinking about it.
Yeah. So, I think all of us have a story like that.
Do we?
Yes. You're in it, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And you can kind of relate. You had to drop everything, so to speak.
For work?
For work. In my case, it was for work.
God.
No, it was.
All right, tell your story, man.
No. I think everybody has a story. It's not just mine. You have a story. You have a story where something happened.
Work can wait, baby.
Where something happened right in the middle.
Work can wait.
And you had to stop. 713-572-4610.
Tell your story how you got laid.
No. I'm not.
There we go.
Wait, that's what we were talking about?
No.
There we go.
See, you're going there, and I'm like going, this just in. Married guys get laid.
That's not what y'all be saying.
So it's not about that. It's about, like, I think a lot of people can relate. Like, I was right there, and then work got in the way or something else got in the way. Yeah, I had an editor call. I just finished a story, so it was late at night, and I sent in the story. So they're going.
And so you were having celebratory time.
Of course. Okay. And so they're going to print. Like, you're on deadline. This is back in the day of deadline. You have to answer your editor's call. Maybe you made a big mistake. Maybe they're asking a question or whatever. So I answered the call. Right?
While you was having fun.
Right there. What's y'all's story? Don't be bashful. I know you got one.
The only story, and this was not work related at all. Mm-hmm. It was a story me being somewhere I wasn't supposed to be. And somebody mama came home.
Oh,
see that?
It was just like a, now I'm, man, I was hiding behind the door.
Oh, no.
Like
that one man that we don't talk about no more?
Man, I'll never forget this, man. This girl was like, yeah, my grandmother, she ain't home. She ain't going to be home till tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you hear those keys.
See, that was self-preservation.
Like, what? So now I'm stuck behind the door. Yeah. Don't know how the hell I'm going to get out of this.
Yeah. What's yours?
You think I'm sharing? That's cute.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
This is what we do. We're transparent.
I didn't agree.
We bros, man. Come on, we bros.
I don't know. Y'all good enough for all that.
Watch this.
So I think in the new college football era, as yesterday we got the latest in the college football playoff rankings, obviously the ones that don't actually matter because the actual rankings will come out once the season is over. But I think the committee might actually subscribe to my view of this.
And that is?
They might just be that none of these actually matter. I think they just ranking on vibes right now as the newest college football playoff committee came out. And Ward Manuel, who's Michigan's athletic director, he's the spokesperson for the playoff committee. So when they announce it on TV, he's the one that gets interviewed by Reese Davis. And Reese Davis asked him how much the strength of schedule matters when they're picking things and what generally the committee looks at most. And this was his response. Quote, watching the games, watching how the teams play carries the day. So basically he's saying eye test. Is what he's saying. Yes. They're just out here like, man, whatever, bro.
What do you feel like doing this week?
Stack them up, bro.
What do you feel like putting them this week?
He's like, hey, man, just stack them up, bro. It's cool. Like,
it's kind of worrisome, though, like when they get to the final one and you're wondering, what exactly are they thinking?
And they'll tell us at that point, I'm guessing. Yeah. But yeah, man, Oregon still number one. Mm-hmm. Ohio State still two. Texas is three. Penn State still four over Iowa, or rather Indiana. Like,
yeah,
it just feels like they're like, hey, man, just stack them up. It's cool. We'll figure it out later. we're just putting them up here. And again, I think that that's, they're like, it doesn't matter, which I've always said. Now, if you're going to do it, you probably should try and put some effort into it.
Yeah, but
it
does feel like that's my point. Watch this.
Man, so yesterday I was wasn't in at work because I was a little under the weather, and I felt like I watched a version of Andre Ware watching The Office line live, the way he was going off about the O-line and Laramie Tunsil and all that stuff. So I had a friend come over. She brought me some soup because she wanted me to feel better. And unfortunately, she drove off of the little into the little ditch part.
Yeah, like she got a tire over the curb or whatever.
Yeah. So she was stuck. She was devastated. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh man. So what we do? We call AAA.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out. This guy looked like he didn't know what the hell he was doing. So we stay on a smaller street, and he came with a big old flatbed.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, I don't know how you're going to get the car out with this flatbed, let alone turn around, because you got to turn around to try to do something.
Yeah.
So he was just sitting there looking around like, man.
Folded his arms.
Yeah,
his chest,
we were sitting there trying to help him out a little bit, like, maybe if you do this, do that.
Yeah.
So this dude decided to come around the field and go across the driveways, out the neighbor's driveway to try to get the car out. This dude got stuck.
Of course he did.
So he's stuck in the middle of my driveway. He horizontal way.
Perpendicular to the driveway.
Yeah, yeah, so he in the middle of the driveway, and this dude sitting in the car, in the tow truck, like, man, I'm about to get fired, man.
I bet,
I don't know what's going to happen, man. My boss going to kill me, man. Yeah. This is the third time it happened, man.
No, the third time.
He not saying this to me. He's saying this to himself.
Yeah.
So I'm looking like,
but loud enough that you can hear him?
Yeah. That's so tough. I'm like, what the bleep? So he trying everything, could get out. Call his boss.
Oh, no.
His boss came with a tow truck. Tried to get it out. He jumped in the car, tried to get it out. He mad. He jumped out the car like, why? Why did you do this? Why did you do that? So they going back and forth. They was out there for hours. And then he called another tow truck to get the tow truck out. Yep. So another guy came out looking like Shawn Michaels. He came out with a pistol in the back of his pants.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's the one. That's the one.
I'm like, that brother know what he doing. He backed the truck up. He was giving hand signals. He was saying, come here, go back, stop.
Yeah.
He was doing, he looked like an orchestra.
A conductor?
He looked like a conductor out there, man. So long story less long, he ended up getting the tow truck out.
Three tow trucks.
Yeah. And not to mention, I forgot to mention this, another tow truck that had nothing to do with the situation was ride past. He came through like, hey, I could get y'all a better price. And we like, nah, we're committed now. Like this, no, we was like, this AAA.
Yeah.
And he was like,
tow truck daddy, a dirty Mackin'. Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
So after I said that, I'm like, no, we good. It's AAA.
Mm-hmm.
He said, y'all smoke? I got some weed too.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
Want some weed.
Oh, he's industrious. So like, wow. Good for him.
A little side hustle during
like,
his hustle.
I'm like, man, somebody might think I'm making this story up, man. But it was a lot going on. Ended up getting everything together. And after they got the tow truck out, the original guy that got stuck and ain't know what he was doing, he was like, yeah, see, I told my boss he had to come in that way.
Oh, brother.
I'm like, man, just leave. Yeah, I'm like, brothers, just sit this one out, man.
Just leave.
Just sit this one. You better hope you got a damn job after this.
Man, that's a story.
That was a crazy day. So we took about 4 or 5 hours trying to get all of that stuff.
You're not about to get soup brought to you ever again.
Yeah, that too.
That's my confession. I'm worried that people going to come over and just fall right in that little ditch.
Yeah, it happens on those thinner streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know everybody's done this as well. You're texting something or you're searching something on your phone, and as you hit, you know, whatever, enter or go, you know you made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So I've mentioned this. I'm kind of tinkering with the idea. Maybe I'll wait till after the new year of getting a new vehicle, a new truck. So I was just killing time last night, and I searched, you know, interest rates, see what the interest rates are doing, you know? But I typed insurance rates.
Okay.
In less than, I'm not exaggerating, less than 30 seconds, I got a spam call. About another minute or two after that, got another spam call because I did it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting texts. I've been getting email. I was looking for interest rates, and I typed by mistake insurance rates, and now every insurance company on the planet is blowing up my phone. I hate this so much. The intuitive stuff that's on all these phones and searches and all that. You can walk.
And we live in a surveillance state. Is that what you're saying? Oh my God.
I didn't even want to search insurance rates. I wanted to search interest rates.
Okay, but if you had searched interest rates and now all the texts and calls were about interest rates,
maybe they're a little more useful. Maybe they're a little more useful.
Well, you're going to need some new insurance for the car, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the same insurance I do, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you might get a better rate.
Well, no, probably because it's my son-in-law. But
oh. Didn't mean to get all in your business. Oh.
Shout out to Salinas Insurance.
Okay.
State Farm, by the way.
That was very shameless. All right. How about this? I've realized that my recall is bad. Just generally, that's something that I've picked up in life that, this is not nearly as good as other people's, but specifically, and I think a lot of people have this with names have been whooping my ass all year long, really. Yesterday we were out at the Texas Star Grill Shops in the Woodlands, and a lot of fine folks came out and said hi and, entered to try and win some Texans tickets, you know, eat some Nico Nico's.
Yeah.
Buy some various things. It was a lot of fun seeing a whole bunch of folks. And some folks were really just coming in right as we were getting out of there just to make it under the gun. And as I was getting into my car, had another gentleman pull up and be like, yo, are you the new guy at 610? I'm like, yeah, that's me. And he said, what's up? Hello. And he was like, hey, man, can you do something for me? Can you bring Figgy some beef jerky? And I was like,
oh, wow.
No problem. So, Figgy, first of all, can you attest that I did deliver beef jerky?
All four, man.
There we all go. Four. All right. So I
think he had to verify that on the text line, too.
Oh, wow. Like,
all four, right? Just want to make sure Reggie.
Oh, he didn't want Reggie to get sticky fingers. I'm like, on damn. One. Yeah.
All right. So, on top of that, he was like, all right, yeah, just let Figgy know. That insert blank here, you know, got this, get, you know, this jerky. And I was like, all right, cool, no problem. I was about to send Figgy a text, but I'm like, look, man, let me get in this car, start getting towards the house.
Mm-hmm.
Had a couple of other things to do. I forgot to write it down. And this morning, I'm getting in the car to go to work, and I was like, oh, man, what was bro's name? I was like, he said he was Jerky some. Was it like Jerky Steve? Jerky Will? Jerky Bill? What was it? And apparently... Jerky Mike.
Jerky Mike? Yep.
Not even close. I wasn't anywhere near close.
Yeah.
So shout out to Jerky Mike for bringing up some jerky, but also I am awful with names. Because I didn't even get close. I walked in and I was like, yo, Figgy, do you know Jerky
guy?
Yeah.
And he was like, nah. I was like, damn, because I can't remember the name.
Yeah, good thing he texted in. Because, Jerky Mike, man. Salute to you, man. Appreciate the love, man. Yeah,
we appreciate all the love from you fine folks getting involved and bringing us stuff. I didn't even think that was something that people would do.
That was good. How was the jerky?
It was good. It was good. I ate some during the break. It was really good.
All right.
There you go. There you go. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those were our lunchtime confessions. Coming up next, let's get into some NFL overreaction or not. Are these statements overreactions or no? Fair. We'll do that next.